We are lying on the floor on our back. Pay attention into your pelvis and into your sacrum. How is it feeling? How is the right and the left side feeling if you compare them to each other's? Are they like, or is there differences in tension or in heaviness towards the floor?
So we're looking for ways to open the pelvic area, to release the sacrum area, and to take this into improvisation or movement exploration. So maybe what you sense now can serve as a reflection for you later to see how you were feeling in the beginning, so that you can maybe compare to that sensation that you might have after.
And at this point, just arrive to this moment and into your body and to where you are now, connecting with your breath, sensing the inhalation spreading out through your skin into the air, and with the exhalation releasing the weight of your body into the ground. And at the same time, letting the sacrum spread out.
Imagine your sacrum to be a fan, where the end tip of the fan is in the place of a tailbone. And then slowly start opening the fan to its very open moment. And as you keep opening it, feel the softness, warmth, and heaviness arriving into your pelvis. And sense how the muscle tissue is being soft and heavy towards the floor.
So with the breath, connecting the sacrum to the tailbone and to the spine, lumbar spine, thorax spine, through the neck to the top of your skull, so that the tailbone is reaching gently towards the heels, and the top of your skull reaching backwards. So that the sacrum is also spreading to the side, but also frontwards and backwards.
So you can sense this structure of the sacrum being like a bridge connecting the pelvis, so the connecting the spine and the feet, connecting the torso to the extremities, to the earth. And you can sense the breath traveling through this structure all the way into the soles of your feet.
And briefly bring your attention to the front side of your body. Is there any tension in any of the areas on your front? Is it possible to give the gravity, the tension fall towards the floor and let the gravity take its moment? Actually pull the front part of your body towards the floor. So that you become round from the body parts that are actually round. You have your front and you have your back. You have your sides in between. And then bring your awareness back towards your back and your pelvis and your sacrum.
With your next inhalation, reach out through your sacrum towards your toes and let your toes arise towards the sky so that your ankles bend. At the same time, let the sacrum spread out into the floor and then go into a gentle heel rock. So that the toes are going up and down and your whole body will be rocking with your feet, your toes, and feel the vibration traveling through the sacrum into the toes, into the top of your skull, through the spine, so that the sacrum is connecting the lower body and the upper body together, and it's also spreading and anchoring to the ground at the same time. Let it be really fluid and rapid, easy, gentle, fluid. The tailbone will be traveling forwards and backwards. Tailbone coming towards the pubic bone and away from the pubic bone. So your pelvis will be going up, forward and backward. See if your thighs can be fairly relaxed and your whole body relaxed while you do it. As you're wiggling your body against the floor, your sacrum radiating to the peripheric areas of your body.
Check that your jaw is releasing away from your skull and that your lower ribs are releasing down towards the earth so that you're not holding any tension in your system, but you're rather going to a state of activating the fluids and activating the pump of diaphragms all the way from the soles of your feet through the knees, hips, diaphragm into your neck and into the skull, into the fascia in your brain.
As you take a breath in, allow the diaphragm to open freely. As you breathe out, allow your sternum to fall down gently, easily, and softly towards the spine. Play a little while listening of the movements in your thoracic spine, in your ribs, and in your sternum.
And climb down your rock gently, softly, to the point that the movement is really minimum. And see how small you can make it. And then for a while, listen to the internal rock in your body. We come to bending our knees. You can think of two strings pulling up your knees towards the ground. At the same time, notice your pubic bone coming closer to your sternum and the lower back spreading out towards the forehead as your knees are pulled up towards the sky. Letting your toes come forward, your heels sit bones width, and then letting your thigh bones, femur, drop into the hip socket. Letting the thighs be soft, heels dropping into the ground, rooting into the floor, toes spreading out, happy toes. And once again, recognize the width of your sacrum, of your lower back, and the space between your tailbone and the top of your skull. Allowing space in your spine, letting your spine be long, letting that sacrum release into the floor, spreading out like a fan. And then gently rooting your heels down, let your tailbone come gently upwards towards your pubic bone. And then release the rooting of your heels and letting your tailbone gently come away from your pubic bone. And now gradually make this movement, this small movement, faster, in a very gentle, using minimum effort, and letting your sacrum rock, your tailbone come up towards the pubic bone and back down. Throughout the rooting of your heels. And the same way as we did lying down, letting this rock of the pelvis rock other parts of your body,
your rib cage, your neck, the back of your skull, your jaw, releasing the skin. And if you can think of your sacrum being really fluid, and then as it's attached to the hip bone at the sides through the sacroiliac joints, if you can feel them being really loose and soft and happy with the rocking, releasing any tension you might have in this area. So you're almost like massaging your sacrum against the floor, gently and softly. And here you can make a little play as well. You can test how fast you can go without creating stress. Or then you can go a little slower and play with the speed.
As you keep playing with different rhythms, just pay attention every now and again onto your knees and also your hip flexors. What are the directions in your knees? Are they falling in or falling out? Are they in the same parallel lines, maybe towards the ceiling? And for a little support, you can imagine to have a string that is holding the knees towards the ceiling very gently and softly with no extra tension in the leg muscles.
So
just to bring your knees onto the same line. Ola, what was that?
Just to imagine that the inner knee and the outer knee is supported evenly, so you can think of the length of your inner leg and the outer leg being the same. So notice that you're not creating tension in either side, but these can be equal. And this makes your knees align as if you were on the same path from the hip joint into the knee, into the heel, into the front, first toes.
And then come back into the hip flexors area and feel a softness, heaviness in that area, letting all the soft surface fall towards the floor while the rocking is still going on.
So to create a bit more space into the hip flexor area and release into your front thighs, you can imagine the sits bones going and stretching towards your heels. As if you had these hungry sits bones that are trying to grasp the heels. To increase the fold and the depth of the fold in the groins.
And at some point, again, let the rocking become smaller and minimize it to the smallest you can. And acknowledge the movement continuing inside your body, even the external movement does not exist. keeping the movement alive in the sacrum, rooting your right ankle or heel towards the floor, noticing how it affects the sacrum, and then rooting the left one. And then playing with this, going from the right to left. And maybe there's a sort of a lateral movement in the sacrum area. Rocking the sacrum from the right side to the left side throughout the heels. You can almost like feel figure eight existing in the rocking, if you feel so.
As you keep rocking, how is your back resonating into this rocking action? Which part of the back is affected?
Maybe I can feel my shoulder blades spreading out at the same time.
And how is your head? Is it still? Or is there some tiny movement coming through the back into your head?
I can also feel my shoulder blades and my hands going into a pattern of eight. From here you could actually put these two things together, going from forward and frontward, forward and backwards, and from side to side. So you can go into a circle. So see at some point from side to side, can you change that pattern into a circle? Keeping the softness, the fluidness, the resonation to the rest of the body. And here you can also play with the speed and maybe acknowledging how much weight or force you are using, how gentle you can be, or is there a moment that you want to use a little bit more strength?
And if you take your mind's eye to look at the shape of this circle, what would it look like? Would it be round? A little flat? Is there straight lines or angular lines anywhere? Or is it curved all the way around? Just to allow this picture to form, but also the chains, by just repeating the circular path over and over again, and play with the speed, allowing it to come into very slow or very fast, and also the size of the circle can be very small,
or very, very big.
If you quiet it down, see what is happening in your legs, in your feet. Can you feel a rock going from side to side? Your knees waving to the right, to the left. Gradually let that wave become bigger.
So let the movement of your feet and your knees from side to side initiate small spiral into your pelvis, traveling through your lower back into your thoracic spine, into your cervical spine and head. And just see for yourself, how is this for your sacrum, how is this for your lower back?
When the knees come up, can you see if your sacrum is spreading out? And the sit bones traveling towards the heels so that the back is giving length and width with the swinging. So that you're not losing the anchor of the sacrum into the ground with the swing.
And you can try the swinging, bringing the attention in an alternative way as you arrive back to the center, so that your sacrum is pulling the knees back sequentially. And as you keep pulling the knees back, feel the softness of your buttock arriving first, then sacrum. And then as you let the knees drop to the other side, feel the softness on the other side of the buttock. And keep repeating this same motion again and playing with the sequentiality or the dropping of the knees one after another and seeing how it affects the movement and how it arrives into your back, into the upper back where the shoulder blades are, into your hands and your head.
Making the shoulder blades also release into the ground. Chest being relaxed. Maybe you sense the activation in your core. Maybe you sense that the knees are coming up, that the pubic bone is coming closer to the sternum. So you're actually using a little bit of strength, bringing the knees up in order to release the lower back into the floor.
So rather than collapsing into the arch of your lower back, think of your navel sinking in and spreading towards your spine.
You can almost think of a rubber band between your tailbone and your navel, connecting throughout the inside of your body.
And then slowly let that movement diminish again, bringing the knees back to the center. With the knees, feet parallel, pelvis releasing down. And from there we're going to find another movement pattern. So starting to roll the pelvis the other way so that the tailbone will start to come away from the floor between the knees and then releasing back towards the floor. Just a little tilt from your pelvis. Find for yourself the alignment of the pelvis, the easy lengthening your sit bones towards the heels, the release of your groins as if you were softening and dropping them towards your heels. And from there, starting to reach up with the tailbone, slowly, softly, up towards the sky. In the same time, the navel dropping and spreading towards your back. And from there, let the roll come back, bringing the pelvis back to the neutral position, where the sit bones are towards the heels and the top of your aces, top of the pelvic bones are in the same line with the pubic bone. So you have this triangle of your pelvis where when you start to take the tailbone up again, your tailbone and your pubic bone comes higher. And when you bring your pelvis back to neutral, your pubic bone comes to the same line with the top of your pelvic bones. For this movement, you start to find the engagement of the deep frontal line, of the deep frontal fascia, and the deep abdominals and pelvic muscles, which are supporting the stability of your lower back. So in your own time, going for this role of curving the pelvis and coming back to the center, to the neutral with the pelvis, you see how your breath is connected to this? You might want to take an exhalation when your pelvis is lifting, curving up away from the floor, and let the inhalation release back down. And in your own time, you can let this slowly grow as if it was a wave, so that your lower back will get more and more engaged. So once you come into the neutral, you feel a small tunnel under your lower back. And once you start rolling the tailbone up, your lower back will first imprint into the floor. And then you start to come more higher, one vertebra at a time. That's a wave slowly growing, floating back and forth.
And as your tailbone and your pubic bone are gently lifting up, recognize how it's activating the heels into the ground and the knees traveling forward into the sky.
You can almost think as the knees are stretching away from your pelvis when you're rolling up with your pelvis. Finding articulation to each vertebra to peel off from the floor one at a time, as if it was a string of pearls attached to each other, but still being able to move sequentially.
And as you keep lifting and lowering your pelvis down or up, imagine as if you were resting on
a slope.
As if you were resting on a slope so that your pelvis is towards the down end of the slope. How the gravity is helping the pulse of your spine reach away from each other's and grasp air between each of them.
And continue the same role. Once you have this sensation of your central axis rolling up and down equally in the center so that you're not falling on either side, you can also start to play with taking the roll next to your vertebrae, next to your spine, so that you're actually rolling up from one side of the spine, maybe rolling down the other, or rolling down the same side and then changing, rolling from the pelvis to go up the other way. So you can have a little play with that so that you can see when you're going into center, equally working with both of your legs, both of your sides long. When are you taking the roll a little bit off to the side? If you have been eyes closed, maybe it's a point to open your eyes. And start to engage the upper body into the movement. So that once you roll up the spine the same way that we've been doing, you're releasing your head and your chest so that your neck is easy. But once you start rolling down and the pelvis comes to the floor, you can engage your eyes towards your knees and have a little rolling up from the upper body away from the floor. And then you can take it into a counter roll. When your pelvis goes up, your shoulders and your head is down. And once your pelvis goes down, you activate your upper body. Reach with your eyes, with your fingertips possibly, and make a little roll up from your upper spine. Make it easy with the breath. Still in the fluid feeling. Sometimes in the center line, maybe sometimes a little bit off on one side. Up with the upper body, find a way to take your hands behind your thighs to support you to roll a little bit higher so you have a scoop in your lower back. So with that roll you can come a little bit higher and then release back down to the floor again.
You can also, as your pelvis comes down, you can also leave your hands at the back, scoot forward with your head and let your hand support the rolling and the scooping of your lower back. And as you come back down, make it soft, vertebra by vertebra, coming into lying position.
So to find a full roll up, depending on your structure, it can be easier to lengthen your legs or still have your knees up towards the ceiling. So for a while you can play with those two possibilities. For the ones with lower back problems, so very strong hip flexors, you might want to bend your knees, because in that way you're engaging your abdominals more and releasing your hip flexors. Let your eyes connect towards your knees, towards your feet, to engage the small muscles in front of your cervical spine, the neck muscles, so that you're not holding in your shoulders. And the next time you come up, you can just find up onto sitting. Maybe with your legs folded or your legs straight, whatever feels good. And just see for yourself how you are now sitting, with weight on your sit bones, with your head balancing on top of the tailbone.
Maybe do a little rock from sit bone to sit bone, so that you're springing out into the ground through the sit bones. You can also place your hands in the front of your hips to release the hip flexors. Your knees can be bent or they can be straight, whatever is suitable for you at this moment. Maybe you can place your hand on top of your skull and then your other hand on your sacrum at the back. And direct your sacrum going downwards through the fingers. Give a gentle stroke. Maybe give a little pull from your hair just to direct you upwards and downwards, so you have the connection of the tailbone and the top of your skull.
You can imagine as if your sit bones were mountains and you wanted to be on top of the mountain. So you don't want to be just 10 meters away from the top, or you don't want to live away from the peak, but you want to come to the highest peak. And from there, the crown of your head is lengthening up into the sky.
And as you keep shifting one sit bone to another, just feel how slowly you can do this shift. And as you keep doing it very slowly, try to find softness, heaviness again in your hip flexors, in your thighs, also around the sacrum area, but also in your back and in your shoulders. So that all the muscles actually around your bones are just very soft, warm, and heavy.
I'm thinking maybe the bigger muscles are getting this quality of the soft heaviness.
Yeah.
And the deep muscles, the supporting fascia from the pelvic floor all the way into the head, is actually having this quality of lightness and of releasing upwards, so that there's an effortless way of thinking of length at the same time that you have this soft heaviness.
Yeah, soft heaviness. I was also thinking of the tail now. So if we go back to the beginning of the class, of everything we've done, is it possible to do all that rocking back and forth, side to side, lateral, up and down, with the sacrum here as we're sitting?
And can have the same foot connection. You're still having this connection either with the elongated or bent knees.
The upward lifting is hard with not having your feet on the ground, but almost everything else is possible. And if we hear from here go into this sort of free improv of radiating through the sacrum or through the tailbone into the rest of our body.
And if you, this in first moment, if you imagine us having lights in your
aces in the top of the
ilium. Front corner of the ilium. And if you start showing the lights around the space towards your side, doing the rotation in both directions, but also finding rotation to the side and up, so that you would see the area in the space in a room that is connecting the ceiling and the wall. And same thing towards the down, in the area where the floor and the walls are connected. Playing with these all directions. Why not to show the light towards the up, towards the wall and the ceiling, and down towards the floor. And bringing also awareness to your back so it won't get jealous. You can imagine to have a light in your sacrum.
Sort of this huge sun in the sacrum.
Yeah.
You have these little lamps on the front, and then you have this huge sun.
Yeah.
So you know the pubic bone.
Yeah, and tailbone.
Maybe you can imagine these lights all over your body.
Yeah.
Let that take you into the space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In which relation you are to the floor, in which relation is your pelvis, you can find these moments of the verticality when your sit bones are rooting down, when you're at the top of the mountain, and the, your hip lights are shooting forwards and your back sun is shooting backwards. Mm-hmm. And then finding these ways of curving the spine and finding the curve and the roll maybe back down, or finding the way to take these lights into the other relationship to the floor, maybe the spine into the vertical, into the horizontal, into the diagonals.
Taking it further into the space, into the ground, into all fours.
It's like shining your lights to shine, the world.
Yeah. And at some point you can have a pelvis dialogue with another.
It's a lot about the fold still, the connection with the heels to the sit bone, so you can find these ways of folding your legs to support the movement of your center. So seeing when the movement is initiated from the center, when it's initiated from the periphery and affecting the center, either moving it closer to the periphery or the periphery moving closer to the center.
And how does the dynamics of these movements help you, support you, or make it more sustainable?
And if in any moment you feel that you're tightening in your lower back, go back on your back and give yourself a small back massage, and then you can continue.
Ha, 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 ha.